VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk. And folks, we've got an important topic here for the broadcast today. You see, the name of hate has taken on brand new definitions. To say you stand for traditional marriage makes you a hater. That's despite the fact that marriage between one man and one woman has stood for millennia. To say that biological boys should use biological boys' restrooms, locker rooms, and showers makes you intolerant. And yes, it makes you a hater. Today, if you are opposed to transgenders in the military, it makes you a hater. To say you are opposed to Sharia in the United States and you believe in constitutional law, that makes you a hater. But did you know that saying Merry Christmas also makes you a hater? Did you know that saying Jesus also lumps you in with the violent and racist groups in America? Well, joining us in discussion today, we welcome Richard Mass, the Senior Litigation Counsel for Liberty Counsel. They're a ministry that advocates on behalf of religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and strengthening marriage and the family. Richard, thanks for being available today here on Crosstalk.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We are seeing this hate issue go to levels that have never been seen before. If you could enlighten us, tell us what's happening with the Southern Poverty Law Center in their latest hate monitoring campaign using a hate tracker.
Well, this is not really about monitoring hate. This is about silencing effective conservative political discourse, and it's about ginning up this impression, unfortunately followed along by too credible media, that there exists this groundswell of hate across the country. And what they define as hate is support for traditional values, things that have made America great, that have allowed us to become the freest, most prosperous nation on earth, and that's following biblical principles that undergird our laws. You know, and so we see it under attack in all areas with historical monuments and with things regarding the homosexual movement. SPLC wants to cast anyone that espouses a conservative political viewpoint as a hater and thereby cut off any hope of reasoned debate. They don't want to understand our side or understand what Christians truly believe about various moral issues. They just want to silence dissent and to destroy individuals who oppose them. And they've said as much. If you look at their website, they say that their intent is to destroy everyone whom they've labeled as a hate group. And if you look at it, in addition to, you know, groups, fringe groups like neo-Nazi or Klan groups that may be nothing more than a P.O. box and a newsletter to, you know, a circulation of five individuals, they put dots on a map and make it look like there's this groundswell of hate across the country. But they also lump in conservative Christian groups like Alliance Defending Freedom, like Liberty Council, like Family Research Council, D. James Kennedy Ministries, and these are respected institutions, many of which that have been around for a very long time, and they simply advocate for a biblical worldview.
I mean,
so now, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, so now, I mean, we're actually getting down to words like Merry Christmas?
Well, it's surprising yet not unsurprising. They will go as far as they think they can get away with, and they want to, these are the individuals that want to censor Christmas from the public square. These are individuals that say we don't want, with their ideological fellow travelers, like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, that oppose nativity scenes on courthouse lawns. They say it establishes a religion. It doesn't do anything of the sort. And so they want to excise Christianity from the public sphere. They want to make individuals afraid to say Merry Christmas because someone might take offense, instead of taking it as the well-meaning, well-wish that's been traditional in the Western world for millennia, and they can't be allowed to get away with that, and we're going to hold them accountable.
So what is this hate tracker? I mean, have they been monitoring postings and Twitter feeds and social media for this regard?
Well, that's right, and you have to look at their definition of hate, and so they lump in groups that everybody says, yes, those are clearly violent, racist groups that nobody supports, and they put others that support a traditional Christian biblical worldview, like D. James Kennedy Ministries. They say, because you oppose homosexuality or transgender confusion, you must hate them, and they lump them all together. And so that's what's led to instances where Family Research Council was attacked by a violent individual who tried to shoot up the place. You had Congressman Scalise, who was falsely labeled by SPLC as being part of white supremacist meetings. He's shot by an individual who has liked, who has indicated that they're a follower of SPLC's commentary. And so now when you look at these hashtags, if you look at their website, they go and say that, that these are different, different hashtags that are being tracked. It says these are currently trending hashtags. And if you look at their one for Christmas, it says that, and it shows images. It says that top images posted with the Christmas hashtag during the current time frame. This content may be upsetting. We have restricted the view to prevent offensive content from being viewed in full. And if you look at it, you have Christmas lights, you have Christmas trees, a downtown scene, and a small town America. And it's really disturbing that they would indicate that these are somehow hateful and should be looked at with concern.
Yeah, and as I take a look at this, I mean, we're talking Merry Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I mean, other words, they've been monitoring on their hate tracker. I understand they've even been monitoring the use of the word Jesus as being monitored on their hate tracker.
Yeah, apparently. And MAGA, the acronym for Make America Great Again, that just shows that they're attempting to demonize conservative opponents and make it somehow sinister that that these are dog whistles that the secret racists and closeted white supremacists will understand to be being stated just for their benefit to make them feel safe. I mean, this is ridiculous that they've gone this far.
And as you said, Richard, this is the same group that's labeled Liberty Council a hate group. Your organization, Matt Staver, I mean, you are a hate group because of your stand for traditional marriage and the family?
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, the fact is that we're a Christian ministry. We believe every person is made in the image of God, and they have inherent dignity as a creature of God, regardless of where they fall on the political spectrum, regardless of personal sin habits. We believe that discourse, I mean, in the political discourse like we have going on here, should be civil and respectful. We can still disagree with people, but we do so politely, and we do so with nonviolence. And that's what the SPLC has done, is that they have taken individuals and organizations which are effective in their advocacy for Christian values and labeled them with the title of hate group, so they don't have to debate on the merits. Because at the end of the day, they don't want to understand our position. They want to rule, and they want to suppress all forms of dissent. And this is their way of doing that. We've been fighting back. Other organizations have been fighting back. And we appreciate those in the media that are interested in the truth, like yourself, that seek to correct the record and say, wait a minute, this is not true.
Yeah. Richard, could we not even view their actions as being intolerant and hateful in themselves? I mean, you referred to this comment that had been made, I think it was Mark Potok, and a matter of fact, this was in a release sent out by Liberty Council. Mark Potok, speaking on behalf of the SPLC, openly stated that their objective, SPLC's objective, is to completely destroy its opposition. I mean, talk about hate. I'm hearing it there.
Well, what they're engaging in is projection, and they will project what they would actually like to do, and they'll telegraph what they would like to do with what they accuse others of doing. And we've seen that time and time again. The left has been very violent in the past, and by demonizing its opponents, making the more unhinged individuals feel justified in their minds and taking violent action against conservatives and Christians. That in itself serves to suppress, and it causes people to think twice, say, should I say this even if I really believe it? Because I might be targeted. I might be, you know, you might find your home targeted or at a very minimum, you know, your place of employment. This is not about tolerance. This is about suppressing dissent.
And I understand that SPLC is also pressuring those in the tech and media world to shut down any group it lists as a hate group. I'm talking about credit card processing pages, websites, social media platforms.
You're exactly right. And what they're going to the source. It takes money to make the world go round. Everyone needs to eat, and websites don't pay for themselves in the abstract. And so they will try to cut off funding so that conservative voices can no longer be heard. And so if your only means of communicating your ideas is a paper flyer on the street corner, then you're going to be at a serious disadvantage compared to someone that has the media in their hip pocket and who has the resources of the World Wide Web to make available.
And Richard, you alluded to this earlier, but I mean, this is the group who had a follower who used their information to launch an attack at the Family Research Council.
That's right. It was only due to the grace of God and the intervention of the security guard on duty there that Floyd Corkins was stopped. He came with a loaded 9mm, and he came with a number of Chick-fil-A sandwiches, which he intended to place on the bodies of those he shot. And that was when the Chick-fil-A controversy was manufactured back about a couple years back, 3 years back, with the Christian religious beliefs of the founder of Chick-fil-A became an issue. And so this individual, taking SPLC at its word that folks like FRC were trying to put homosexual people in camps and other things like they're ludicrous allegations that they make, he went to the source. And let's think about it. If somebody is literally Hitler, you know, we look at what people like to fantasize about going back in time and stopping Hitler, then if someone is literally Hitler in the modern day, what options are available to them? And they, in their mind, might think that this is a justifiable course of action. It's very dangerous.
It is dangerous. And what I see here, Richard, is that this puts all of Christianity, it puts all born-again believers in the crosshairs of their looking glass here, being part of a hate group. I mean, using their definitions, that would be true of all of Christianity and born-again believers.
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe they would label Jesus Christ himself a hater for saying that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's pretty exclusive.
Yeah. So how do you counter such hateful aggression?
Well, we counter it with the truth. We, like I told you earlier, we don't hate anyone. We work on behalf of the family. We defend marriage. We defend the right of Christians to speak about their faith in the public sphere. And we correct the record. We send correction notices to media that are repeating SPLC's talking points. We notify them of the truth, and we've had good success with that approach, where they see our rebuttal and they see the truth about this, and then they'll publish the fact that we vigorously dispute being on any kind of hate map, and we see this with a united front. It's very effective for all of our voices on who are Christians and conservatives to speak out against this and to not allow them to attack other good organizations and tar them with this false defamatory brush.
Yeah, it's calling them out on the issue, and I really wonder how it is that anyone can view the SPLC with any level of credibility when they've become so extremist on their views.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, at the end of the day, they are a massive fundraising organization that shifted from race-based fundraising to LGBT identity politics and going after conservative and Christian organizations that speak to moral and cultural issues.
We're going to take a quick break here. Richard Mast is our guest. We're talking about this hate tracker jumping to new levels. Also, we're going to get into a couple other issues here, too, such as the race for Senate in the state of Alabama. We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what kind of life lives in the deep ocean?
Chris, we're just now beginning to explore the deep ocean. Recently, a very exotic form of life was discovered around seafloor vents, where superheated water bubbles out from the interior of the earth into the cold oceans. There's no light down there, but submarines have discovered much life around these vents. Evolutionists are quick to point out that this must be the kind of life that was the original life billions of years ago, but not so fast. Recent research projects have shown that these pods of life around the seafloor vents are not old in any sense. They may be only a few thousand years old, not billions as required by evolution. And they certainly didn't spring to life from non-living chemicals. If it's living, God created it, and He did so back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Richard Mast, our guest today from Liberty Council. Their website is lc.org, lc.org. And yes, indeed, this hate tracker, I mean, tracking words like Merry Christmas utilized through social media and tracking it on the Internet, words such as Jesus or Christmas Eve or many other words as well. I understand that at one point, Richard, at least the Department of Justice had actually seemed to have an ear that was sympathetic to what Southern Poverty Law Center was saying. Where do things stand at present with that?
Well, good news to report on that. You know, in 2016, this only came to light in the last few months, but the Office of the General Counsel at USDOJ, Disciplinary Counsel, had sharply rebuked and reprimanded the SPLC in applying this hate group label. They were saying that a conservative organization should not be allowed to file a brief before DOJ's Office of Immigration. And they tried to dismiss them, and so it was really insightful to see what they released. They said the Disciplinary Council for the Executive Office for Immigration Review has found that this is unprofessional conduct for them to be making McCarthyite ad hominem attacks on this organization, and it was really quite amazing. And they told them not to do it again in the future. So, you know, you can't get any more clear than saying that it doesn't comport with professionalism.
I'd like to transition to another topic, and that is we've been certainly watching the election and the results and certification as it relates to the Senate seat there in the state of Alabama. And just a short time ago, Doug Jones was certified by Alabama's Secretary of State as the winner of the Senate race. Judge Roy Moore had tried to stop the certification from taking place due to alleged voter fraud and irregularities in the vote. If you would, Richard, kind of give us your perspective on what's transpired here.
Well, I've read the complaint that Judge Moore and his attorneys filed, and at this point, you know, it's deeply concerning that the secretary had went ahead and certified the election results in light of verified irregularities. I mean, you have reports from poll workers saying that there are North Carolina and Georgia driver's licenses being used to verify a voter's registration, and they don't match the current address on file. Mm-hmm. And this person had said they had been a poll worker for 20 years, and they have never seen this amount of out-of-state licenses. You have issues of projected voting returns based on exit polling data, based on historic data, and the returns in certain precincts wildly contradicting those or exceeding those. And so there's certainly potential for fraud and abuse of the system here. Especially when you also had the same secretary had investigated a YouTube video in which a person, an opponent of Judge Moore, had claimed that there was an entire fellowship of people from out of state who had come in and voted and worked against Judge Moore. So it certainly looks like the Republican establishment would like to see this go away because I think they're afraid of Judge Moore. They're afraid of his uncompromising moral stance in the past on various issues, and they would rather see a Democrat like Doug Jones in office rather than someone who has been a conservative in the public light and a principled conservative at that for many years.
So I understand there was about a 1.5% differential as far as number of votes between the two candidates. The vote has now been certified by the Secretary of State. So is it all over?
Well, I would have to leave that to the Moore campaign, and who knows what this judge will do. They've cited precedent from Indiana, where Supreme Court of Indiana went and overturned an election that looks like it may have been similar to what is being alleged here. And at the bottom line, you know, the electoral process is very important. We must be sure of the openness and the fairness and the freedom of the ballot box. The elections don't belong to a political branch of government. They belong to the people. And election processes are set up in the Constitution, and they're enforced by by statute, but it's extremely important that the sanctity of the vote is protected. And I think it will be interesting to watch as we continue to see what transpires here with these votes and these alleged irregularities. And there's certainly enough there to merit an investigation. And that was what the Alabama secretary had previously said himself. But now to say that there's not, and to go ahead and seemingly quickly certify this election result is very concerning.
And it seems like we're going to be in for quite a wild ride as it relates to the 2018 fall elections as well.
Well, and that's what the narrative that the other side would like to set up is that this is a bellwether event and a referendum on the Trump administration's policies.
Let me hit a number of other issues here with you, Richard. As you are aware, President Trump recently went on record as saying that we are moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and acknowledged Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It appears that Honduras may be following action, maybe another country after that. But give us your take on this. We've seen I know Liberty Counsel has been a strong friend of the nation of Israel. Give us your perspective on what came forth from the Trump administration.
Well, Jerusalem has always been the capital of Israel ever since King David. And we've seen the Trump administration acknowledge the, you know, what has been de facto. They're just acknowledging what has been a historical fact. In no other country around the world do we say, oh, well, you say internally that your capital is this, but we're going to recognize that as the capital, or we're not going to recognize your own self-selected capital. And so it's nice to see consistency and clarity and leadership from the Oval Office on this issue, that we're going to recognize Israel's right to exist. If Israel has a right to exist, then they have naturally state sovereignty issues, including the right to select their own capital. And whereas here you've got Jerusalem having been the capital of biblical Israel and the modern state of Israel since time immemorial, it's only right to recognize that fact and to treat them as if they're a sovereign state.
And doesn't that also speak to our United States as being a sovereign nation as well, having the right to make that declaration, to affirm what everybody knows to be true, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel?
That's right. It'd be equivalent to other nations around the world saying, we're not going to recognize D.C., we're going to recognize Little Rock, Arkansas, because we think that's the way it should be. And that's just, that's illegitimate, and it's not comporting with the law of nations, and it's not comporting with the facts on the ground.
Mm-hmm. A couple other matters, one of which has been transpiring here in recent days, in which we are seeing really a strike at the constitutional rule of law. We are having, of course, we have our federal laws as it relates to immigration is concerned, and the story coming forth now about the governor of California, who is Jerry Brown, who is offering pardons to felons that are set to be deported back to their countries. Isn't this really a subverting of the rule of law here in our nation?
It really is. If a nation doesn't have the right to control its own borders, then it will cease to be a nation. And it's equivalent to saying that we have, a private individual, persons breaking into that house have a right to be in that house and that they're just undocumented house guests. And we have to enforce our laws. We have to enforce them fairly and compassionately. And subverting the rule of law like Jerry Brown has done here does neither. It breeds disrespect for the rule of law. It implies that our laws are meaningless and that it subverts the constitutional duties that the federal government has to protect our borders.
One other issue here, and we'll be opening lines here then as well, and that has to do with a release that just came forth yesterday from Liberty Counsel regarding a government raid revealing baby bodies preserved in a warehouse. I know Liberty Counsel has been calling for an investigation into how these babies were obtained and dealing with the sale and use of baby body parts, a very troubling issue going on.
Oh, absolutely! It's just sickening that that people would do this, but it's reflective of a culture of death where if you devalue human life in the womb, our most vulnerable, then it's not a stretch to devalue the dignity of human life at the end of life with elderly people or people whose bodies are donated to science, and it's very disturbing.
And that really takes us back to the beginning, because Liberty Counsel here has been fighting for not only religious freedom, but the sanctity of human life, strengthening marriage, traditional marriage, strengthening the family unit. And folks, these are the issues that are before us right now. And I'm opening our phone lines here today to give you opportunity to speak with Richard Mass from Liberty Counsel. And let's get your reaction today to this hate tracker in particular. If you want to talk about Jerusalem and the issues pertaining to the announcement from the Trump administration, or even that of the Roy Moore situation in the state of Alabama, you're welcome to comment on those stories. But very troubling indeed to have the monitoring, a hate tracker, those saying Merry Christmas, those using the name of Jesus, those referring to Christmas Eve, and even those using the hashtag of MAGA, Make America Great Again. It's as if, folks, that anyone who stands for values, stands for Christian beliefs, one who is willing to name the name of Jesus is being caught in the crosshairs of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Our telephone number to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. If you'd like to comment on these stories, or if you wish to ask a question of our guest today, Richard Mast, as it relates to this matter, pick up your phone, give us a call, 800-733-9829. And I would guess that the vast majority of you listening to this program would be viewed as being a hater by the definitions coming forth from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And folks, it's time to set the record straight, and that's what this program is doing today, to share the truth of the, regarding this organization, taking a stand for that which is right and moral, and certainly to encourage you to continue on. And Richard, there are groups like SPLC that are trying to, in essence, to try and stop through intimidation tactics the spreading of Christianity, the spread of traditional values. I mean, that is really seems to me to be one of their goals.
You're absolutely right. And it encourages their fellow travelers in education and government and other areas to further attempt to suppress Christian and conservative speech. We just had a case where where individuals were sharing their faith on public sidewalks around schools and distributing pro-life flyers, only to have those flyers confiscated from students. These are high school students, by teachers who disagreed with that message, and we hold them accountable for that.
Liberty Counsel's website, folks, is lc.org, lc.org. We're just seconds away from the break, so rather than take our first call here, we're going to take the break and come right back to the phone lines. Richard Mast is with us today from Liberty Counsel, Senior Litigation Counsel for the organization. And folks, they're there advocating on your behalf, advocating for religious freedom. They advocate for the sanctity of human life. They're seeking to strengthen marriages, strengthen the family in a culture that is trying to tear all these things down. We're going to take a quick break and be back with your questions and comments. Our phone number to Crosstalk, write it down. As a caller hangs up, it'll be your opportunity to call. The number 800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and we'll be right back.
Israel. It's only about the size of New Jersey, yet makes regular headlines all over the world. Throughout history, many attempts have been made to annihilate the Jews. Even today, continued threats come, promising to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Yet none of these attempts have ever succeeded. In the book, Miracle of Israel, authors Gary Frazier and Jim Fletcher present the shocking untold story of God's love for his people. The authors take the reader back to Israel past, focusing on God's promise to Abram, the children of Israel entering the promised land, and the message of the prophets. You'll also read of Israel present, with events leading up to and including Israel becoming a nation. And you'll read of Israel's future, with such things as the Gog and Magog War, the Great Tribulation, the Millennial Kingdom, and so much more. It's a testimony of God's miraculous promises. Miracle of Israel is available for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and we're talking about this heat tracker jumping to new levels. Richard Mast is with us from Liberty Council, their website, lc.org. And let's go right to the phone calls. We've got Roy calling in from Bayside, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Roy.
Hi. Three quick sentences. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been burrowing like termites into even large pro-life Christian churches. SPLC gives Christian churches literature about being kind and tolerant to U.S. racial minorities, but then that same SPLC it also makes lying, vague hate accusations against Christian groups which merely support biblical marriage. So, lastly, SPLC is being sneaky, pitting Christians against each other.
Your thoughts, Richard? Agree? Disagree?
I agree that they are attempting to divide and conquer in the Christian community, and we should be we shouldn't be surprised by this. We were warned in the Bible that false prophets would come in the last days, and that. And what we have seen in their literature is they attempt to co-opt Christian lingo and use it for their own causes. It dupes the ignorant, perhaps, but ever more reason to be vigilant and be in your Bible so that you can separate truth from error.
Thank you, Roy. Let's go to Ron in Racine, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Ron.
Okay. I'm concerned. Hello, I'm concerned about how they're attacking America. It seems like they're trying to split us up. Divide us, and it says that if two don't stand together, we're going to fall. And somehow we need to get things right where we're really organized and really take care of the problems we have.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for the call here, Ron. Let me ask you this, Richard, in the spirit of his question here. We are seeing, and I think we heard that in one of Lincoln's speeches, a house divided against itself cannot stand. We see that principle in Scripture. We are seeing the underlying, the workings under the surface of building hate, anger, resistance, a fight. I mean, there was a Congresswoman Moore from that represents the Milwaukee area, and just about every day I'm receiving an email here about resist, fight, stand up against, and this whole aspect of building this anger and hatred and rebellion, this nation. Are you sensing that those underworkings are very much afoot here?
Well, you're right, and we see that those words like resist and other slogans, as they are clearly with Marxist roots, and they're designed to that Marxism only works when the people are angry and dissatisfied, and so they seek to sow division. They separate people by class, by race, by sex, and in this case, we're separating people by those who support natural marriage and those who support false marriage, and so. It's important also to realize that that quote from Lincoln originally was from Jesus, a house divided against itself cannot stand, and that was dealing with the issue of false attribution. The those who opposed Christ were saying that the miracles that he did were done by the power of Beelzebub or by Satan, and Christ said, woe to you for calling good evil and evil good. Mm-hmm. And so it's nothing new to have opponents falsely claiming that your works are evil when in fact they're nothing but.
Brad is our next caller. Hi, Brad, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. This Southern Poverty Law in quotation center, all they're doing is exposing themselves with this hate list as nothing more than irrational, lazy, low-level legal hacks, because it doesn't take much of an attorney to lie and call people names. And this kind of stuff ticks me off, but I have to just remind myself about what Jesus said. He said in Matthew 5:11 and 12, he said, "Blessed are you when men revile and persecute you and say evil, all manner of evil against you for my sake falsely. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." So I got to tell you, I can live with this just fine, and considering the source that it's coming from, it's a badge of honor.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Your response here, Richard.
Completely agree. You know, it's we know that in these times, Christians will be persecuted, and that is a badge of honor to be embraced at the same time, we're called to speak the truth in love, mm-hmm. and we will continue to inform those who may be ignorant and who may just have heard the surface of things and are falsely informed.
Yeah, and that's part of the responsibility we have as salt. If we've lost our saltiness, we're good for nothing to be, but be cast out into the in the roadway there and be trampled underfoot. I mean, that's we are the
right.
salt of the earth. Jim is next from Illinois. Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the hate speech tracking, and seems like that they're tracking everything against the standards of anything Christian or moral, mm-hmm. and along the lines of something that should be neutral. Even the NFL and the protests that go on, I've considered that hate speech against those that uphold this country, and why take the American flag and disrespect it. I don't mind them protesting, just don't do it on my time and my recreation. That's what I have to say.
Thank you, Jim. Your response here, Richard.
Well, football players have a right, like any other American, to express their views, but it's well settled. You don't have a First Amendment right to speak when you're on company time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the NFL should hold them accountable to the expectations of behavior. You're there to play a game, and you're there not to engage in your own pet causes.
Our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Jeff, you're our next caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's kind of disheartening. You know, we live in a lawless country. It's so in your face. They steal elections now directly. We have a court comes in at the 11th hour and tells Alabama that it's okay to destroy their voting records. You know, they don't even hide their fraud anymore. And, you know, I have to admit that the only thing that gives me any peace is that everything is transpiring exactly as God has planned it. And, you know, all I can do is, I'm angry at the injustice of it all to my fellow Americans, and that there's two systems of law. To us little people, justice is swift and harsh. To those at the top, here's a pass. Yeah, give away 20% of our uranium. No big deal. Go on a book tour. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Jeff. The injustice is there. He brought up a point here, Richard, and that deals with the destroying of voter records in the state of Alabama. Did that catch you by surprise, especially in light that the vote had not even been certified yet?
You know, like we've said before, it's surprising but unsurprising. It's a violation of federal law. They're supposed to preserve those for 22 months, and especially when you have a candidate that has set forth, not just the candidate in the form of Roy Moore, but others who have stated these irregularities have taken place. These are eyewitnesses saying we're seeing out-of-state driver's licenses in droves. And so for them to destroy that would be akin to destroying evidence.
Yeah, and why the push? I mean, is there precedent where they've done this before?
You know, there's significant concerns about electronic voting. I mean, if the complaint, allegations in the complaint that has been filed are true, there is the possibility of votes magically changing. Certainly, it's disturbing when we see large population centers like the cities waiting till the very end to certify results as they come in and then just nosing the count by 20,000 votes over 1.5 million.
We have a couple of lines open here, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Mary is our next caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. In keeping with the points that are being discussed, Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, and he also made a statement that is happening now, it's been happening, it's going to continue to happen, the suppression and killing of Christians. Karl Marx said this, religion is the opiate of the people. And if we dissect that, what it means, we can see in these last days what is happening.
Hmm.
And Christians and believers need to literally get off their collective hands and say, we need to push back. We need to take a stand for God and what we believe in.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. And that's exactly what you're trying to do there at Liberty Council, Richard.
Well, we want to empower our supporters and Americans across the country to be able to speak their religious convictions and their position, and to run for office, to advocate for their values. And it takes hard work. It takes rolling up your sleeves and dealing with the mundane so as to be in a position one day to deal with the issues that are critical in the culture. You have to look at budgets. You have to be able to run for school board and deal with all of the assorted issues that go with that in order to protect the innocence of children when it comes down to, shall we use abstinence-based sex education, or shall we go with what the SPLC and their cohorts are pushing, which is comprehensive sex education, and it's a very loaded term. So don't give up. Don't be disheartened. You can, through God's grace, make a difference, and you can do it at the local level. And if you have a problem or an issue that that arises, then contact us. We'll be happy to help you work through it.
And again, the website is lc.org, lc.org, or their phone number, 407-875-1776. That's 407-875-1776 for Liberty Counsel. Lee is our next caller. Hi, Lee. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. you know, I'm just looking at Southern Poverty's website, and they come across as being a virtuous type organization. Here it says SPLC is dedicated to fighting hate and bigotry and seeking justice. And then you scroll down a little bit, and there's a picture of one of their people speaking in a church. And so, you know, Christians need to be very discerning about mm-hmm. this kind of stuff, about what they support and what they just need to be knowledgeable.
Yeah.
You know? Well, B.C. Wise says that over and over again, that I forget the Bible verse, but just that the lack of knowledge. Sorry, I can't remember the verse.
Yeah, from Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Right, right. So we just need to be discerning about that. That's all I wanted to say.
Great point. And even with this point here, Richard, I mean, let's look at Scripture itself. It says that Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. And here we have an organization, yes, we're all about love and peace and harmony. And here we are in the pulpits of churches across America. How could we think anything wrongly of an organization that's reaching out in this regard?
Well, that's right. And we see that, they come as they're dressed in sheep's clothing. And they are... Is it loving to say to someone that God is happy with your sin and send that person to a Christless eternity? Mm-hmm. No, that's horrible. And it's far more loving, and Proverbs and Scripture bears this out. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. You may not like to hear what the Bible has to say, but someone who is faithful to the Word, who tells you exactly where you stand in a loving manner, is far more of a friend and is far more loving than SPLC is or makes itself out to be.
Richard Mass is our guest here today on Crosstalk, Senior Litigation Counsel for Liberty Counsel. Again, their website, lc.org, lc.org, and their phone number, 407-875-1776. Stay on the line. We'll get to more of your calls right after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk here on the VCY American Network. We're talking today about this hate tracker jumping to new levels. Levels like never seen before, folks. And you say Merry Christmas, you say the name of Jesus, guess what? You are in the crosshairs. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brandon House. Well, let me say Merry Christmas. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, cosmos, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." The great story of Christmas is the incarnation of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. He who knew no sin became as if he had sinned. Well, he didn't have any sin. He was perfect and sinless. That's why he's our Savior. And his righteous life was credited or imputed to our account through faith and repentance. You see, salvation is available to all, but it's only applicable to those through faith and repentance. Use this Christmas season to proclaim the reason for Christ's birth, that there might be restitution of our relationship with our Holy Father through faith and repentance. Available to all, but only applicable to those who surrender their life to Christ through faith and repentance.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We're talking about critical issues being faced today. Richard Mast is our guest from Liberty Council. And let's go back to the phone lines. We have John calling from Orange Beach, Alabama. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim, and God bless you both for what you're doing. I really appreciate the program immensely. And I am amazed that I have to listen to a program out of state to find out what's happening in my own state, to realize that they've done away with the election results before they were confirmed, that there's out-of-state license plates being driven in and driver's license being used. That is a sad situation. But believe me, tomorrow morning I listen to a program here on a Mobile, and I'm going to make this known to them because I haven't heard it out of there at all. So tomorrow morning I will be on the phone calling them to let them know that it's a sad situation that I've got to listen to someone out of state to tell me what's happening in my home.
Hmm. Well, thanks for tuning in here, John. And I know that there have been many irregularities brought up during the election itself, and certainly troubling issues going on in the state of Alabama. And you know, when you brush everything under the carpet and certainly don't inform the people about it, it should be very troubling to all of us.
One last thing. One of the things I found out earlier, maybe a year ago, that George Soros is the main guy that owns the company that makes the voting machines. So it's no wonder that things seem to be reversing themselves as they are.
Thanks for the call, John.
You're welcome.
Sharon is calling from South Milwaukee. Sharon, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. As you were speaking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, I Googled, who exactly is behind this Southern Poverty Law Center? And I found it interesting, I'm just going to throw this out there, that 15 of them are Jewish. And I'm just going to leave that there. And then as to what they do is they ridicule you by saying it's hate. And in the Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky's book, his fifth point says this: ridicule is man's most potent weapon. So they ridicule you by accusing you of hate. And then it also, number 13 says, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. And that's exactly what they do. It seems like they go by this Saul Alinsky's book verbatim. Then as in regards to Roy Moore, I do think that was fraudulent. And I think if we would say in 2 days we're going to have an election, would we have the same results? Because they have time to gear up and get people from different states. If we had an election in 2 days, would they have time to do that? And would the results be different? And those are just my comments.
Okay, thanks for sharing those with us today. Rules for Radicals, very much a part of this whole game that we're seeing right now here, Richard.
You're absolutely right. And as they say, people hurt in Rules for Radicals. People hurt sooner than institutions, and that's why they make it personal. And what we've seen is should be very sobering and disturbing, in that someone who's lived his life in public can be subjected to numerous allegations from 40 years back. Those can't be disproven. And with the amount of money involved and what's at stake, it's very concerning for anyone to potentially be subjected to these sorts of allegations.
Fred, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if there's any other way besides the Constitution that they could legislate no Sharia law in the 50 United States of America, all its colonies, and its international holdings and possession. Is there any way to stop them from doing it privately or openly?
Well, America was founded on principles of religious liberty, and those stem directly from the Christian underpinnings of America. That and we're talking about tolerance. We look at the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom. That it's incompatible to have Sharia with the freedoms that we enjoy. We have the freedom of speech that's prescribed in Sharia. We have the free exercise of religion, the freedom of religion. That too is prescribed. So they're fundamentally incompatible. We have to be vigilant and not fearful, but to preserve our institutions, ensure that whoever, regardless of their faith background, comes to America, will support and uphold the Constitution and will support the freedoms that are enshrined therein.
Yeah, and as he said, Fred, it's Sharia is not compatible with our Constitution. Ted in McAllen, Texas, your final call today. Go ahead.
Yes. I live on about 5 miles from the border of Mexico, and I heard y'all earlier talking about the football players and they're kneeling, and there's no doubt that they have the right to do it, but they shouldn't want to do it because we are so blessed to be able to be born in this country. And why God chose us, I don't know why, but we're so blessed because there's so much violence in Mexico and all around the world. The normal people in Mexico cannot live in peace. They're have to be on their toes at all points. And right now, there's a major highway between Reynosa and Monterrey. And that highway is has a toll on it from drug cartels. And so they can't, normal people can't pass on that highway unless they pay, from what I understand, it's about $300, the toll.
Okay.
And we just need to wake up. People need to wake up. And what how good we have in this country. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. But it's by far best of anything around the world.
Thank you, Ted, for your comments here today. We have just a minute left. And Richard Mast, our guest from Liberty Council. And we know, I mean, just as we are seeing the aspect here of hate trackers jumping to new levels. Richard, we also see a massive attack upon the freedom of speech where we have these anti-conversion laws, anti-conversion therapy laws that are being placed into position in many communities.
Yes, we've been dealing with those in Florida, and what we are seeing is that the radical homosexual lobby is passing laws at the local and state level saying that a counselor cannot counsel a minor who comes to him and says, I'm confused about my gender, or I'm confused about my sexuality. They're forbidden under pain of law from telling that child, no, this is the way God designed you. You're a boy. He knew you before the foundation of the world and created you specifically to be a boy. Instead, they're supposed to counsel them that they should proceed with cross-dressing and cross-gender confusion, and that they should act on their same-sex attractions. And so we're fighting those. Those violate the First Amendment, and we'll continue to advocate for the rights of parents, the rights of children to receive counsel, and minor and counselors themselves to give accurate information.
Richard Mast, our guest here today, and Richard, thank you for standing on the front lines. Pass our thanks on to Matt Staver as well for standing there and fighting for the freedoms that we cherish so dearly here in this land.
Will do. Thanks so much, Jim.
Richard Mast, our guest here today. And folks, again, the website lc.org, that stands for Liberty Council, lc.org, or 407-875-1776.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.